Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
821, one of the hot topics in the metro area, of course, the potential merger of St. Louis City and County. And joining me now is a regional government expert, Dr. David Miller, the author of The Regional Governors of Metropolitan America. Doctor, thanks for joining me this morning.
You're welcome.
So as you look at St. Louis, this is a hot, contentious topic in this region. What do you say to people about the importance of regionalism and drawing the region more together here in St. Louis?
Well, I think the message that I can bring to this region is to recognize that every metropolitan area in the United States is going through the same process that folks are experiencing here in St. Louis. This is not unique. How do we take a bunch of local governments, municipalities, counties, special districts, and all other sorts of governmental apparatus, and weave them together in some form of regional governing structure? And the message that I bring is that there are some regions out there that are probably doing it a little bit better than here, and are there any lessons that that those other regions can give to St. Louis to help you in the process of building that regional governing structure?
And we should mention that you're familiar with St. Louis. You've been involved in this since about 2008. I also want to make clear, are we talking about, you know, merging the city and county, or are we talking about different ways to achieve regionalism?
We are talking about very different ways. The idea of merging city and county is really what I would consider to be a sort of a separate, more tactical discussion. So then the broader discussion of how do you build regional governing for the 2.8 or so million people in the region. And that's not going to be done with new governments. It's basically going to be done with getting the existing governments, both the individual ones and the way they work together collectively, to work together smarter and more effectively. So the idea that we're going to reduce the number of governments should be replaced with the idea we're going to get those governments to work better together.
And how do you do that? How do you get them to work together while they still have their separate entities and their separate needs?
Well, this is where I think the national comparisons come into play. You know, for instance, in Boston and Chicago and Pittsburgh and Vancouver and Atlanta, these are all regions that basically have the same structure. We have a lot of local governments and a lot of special districts and a lot of overlapping of those governmental entities. And how do you get them to work better together? Well, there are strategies, and in Boston adds, I think, some understanding to that. Chicago, Pittsburgh, Atlanta, Vancouver. And what we're going to talk about is, well, how do those examples from these other regions maybe fit into St. Louis so that we get these existing local governments to work smarter together?
And how do they do that?
Well, that's not an easy question.
I'm
sure.
It's
a very complicated and long-term proposition. But how do you build the capacity for instance, a small set of local governments, five or six local governments that share some common problems in a particular part of the region to work together? Then how do you get those five or six communities to work together with another organization of municipalities close to them? And then how do they fit together into a broader picture? For instance, in St. Louis, you already have important institutions like the East-West Gateway Council of Governments, the Bi-State Development Corporation. How do those institutions work better together? How do they clarify their relationship with the individual municipalities that are within the region? So it's not so much that we need new institutions, It's we need to understand better how those institutions work together. And so, you know, without going into the real weeds of how does the intergovernmental system work, it's really safe to say there are examples of how you just work better, how you change the rules of the governing board, how you change the duties that each of those cross-boundary organizations is supposed to do. So what we're talking about are not insignificant tweaks, but basically restructuring the connections between these organizations.
Visiting with Dr. David Miller, the author of The Regional Governing of Metropolitan America, since you have been involved in the St. Louis situation for many years, do you think St. Louis, the leaders here, the leaders of those governments that have to learn to work together better, are prepared to do that? Have we reached a point where they all agree that this has got to be done?
Well, I think that's a $25 question. As I observe other regions, it's pretty clear to me that the biggest city and the biggest county are integral parts of building regional institutions. And it seems to me right now that the biggest city and the biggest county are spending a lot more time talking about the relationship between each other than they are than necessarily talking about how do they, as the largest local governments in the region, become part of the broader regional network such that you guys can move forward in ways that other regions are moving forward. So if you, going back to the examples that I use of Boston and Pittsburgh and Chicago and Atlanta and Vancouver, those center cities and those regions are very much at the core of the way a bigger regional structure is developed than is I've seen here.
Well, Dr. David Miller, thank you very much for your insight. Of course, it's something we've been wrestling with a long time here in St. Louis, and hopefully we'll figure something out. You know, we see those other cities you mentioned, and they're kind of getting farther and farther ahead of us, and we got to do something, I would think it's safe to say.
Well, thank you for having me, and as I've said to everybody, I wish the best and hard work to answer the question you just raised.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.